Hello，各位好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 一首 How Long Will I Love You 让人爱上了绵羊 Ellie Goulding， 然后就一发不可收拾的到处搜集他所有的作品，一首一首的听，就这样的发现了 Your Song 这首歌。 Your Song 写给你的歌依然是一贯的温婉和安静，所有的爱和柔情都被倾注于歌词和旋律当中去了。歌里面说，我没有钱，如果有我会买一栋房子和你住在里面，我什么都不擅长，只会写歌，这歌尽管简单也许还有点傻，但是它是专属于你的，这个世界因为有你而美好。多听几遍下来，被女孩子的那种傻傻的痴情劲儿给感动到了。爱情里面，我们总以为我想让你幸福这样的豪言壮语只会出自于男生之口，事实上女孩子们弱小的肩膀也在时刻准备着为他们的爱人撑起一片天。 Your song， 如果可以，我愿意做你的依靠，一起去听听吧。
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, your eyes are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen.And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world.I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a girl who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
欢迎回来。 Your Song 写给你的歌来自于 Ellie Goulding。 听完歌记住的歌词只有这两句， I don't have much money, but boy if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. 我没什么钱，但是如果我有能力，我会买一座大大的房子与你生活在一起，世界生活因你而美好。 因为爱你，小小的我也想要变得坚强起来了。非常感人的一首歌，不知道感动的是否只有琳达一个人。好了，伴着音乐一起来看一下今天的词汇扩展吧，听一下歌词。 It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. 有点奇怪，这种内心的感觉。Funny, F-U-N-N-Y, 形容词，基本意思，可笑的、有趣的、滑稽的。它还有奇怪的、非法的、稍有不适的、神志不太正常的等等意思。听一下例句，狱警警告囚犯不要耍什么花招。 The guard warned his prisoner not to try anything funny. 昨儿一整天他都觉得不舒服。 He felt funny all day yesterday.他告诉医生他感到浑身不舒服。 He told the doctor that he felt funny all over. 看一个名词词组 funny business. Funny business 表示胡闹、不道德的行为、不规矩的事儿、歪门邪道。今晚可以跟我去参加派对吗？我发誓我会乖乖的，我不会胡来的。 Can you come to the party with me tonight? I promise no funny business.我警告你啊，小子，要是你胡闹的话，哪怕是一点点胡闹，你就一个礼拜不准吃饭。 I'm warning you now, boy. Any funny business, any at all, and you won't have any meals for a week. 接着听歌词， I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. Boy, 是一个感叹词。啊，天啊，天啊，与男孩，这个意思是没有任何关系的。听一下例句 Oh boy, what a mess. 天哪，这么乱。 Mess, M-E-S-S, 它是一个名词，表示混乱的意思。 Boy, isn't it hot? 天哪，好热呀。接着听歌词 I hope you don't mind that I put down in words. 希望你不要介意我用文字记述下来。 Mind, M-I-N-D, 它是名词，头脑、精神、意见，动词，留心、注意、专心于、照顾等等意思。看一个跟它有关的短语 To give somebody a piece of one's mind. Piece, P-I-E-C-E, 它是一个量词，意思是一片、一部分。To give somebody a piece of one's mind, 字面意思好像是某人把自己的一些想法告诉别人，听起来很慷慨，对不对？这个人特别热心，很愿意给别人提出忠告和意见。但是呢，这个表达它真正的意思却是带有指责的直言不讳，或者是愤怒的把某人痛骂一顿。听一下它的使用语境。 I'm going to wait for Mary to come home, even if I have to stay up all night. And when she comes in that door, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind she'll never forget. 哪怕是我今天晚上一夜不睡觉，我也非得等到 Mary 回来不可。当她走进那扇门的时候，我要好好的教训他一顿，让他永远也忘不了。这句话呢，是父母因为孩子在外面玩的晚了，夜不归宿，生气的时候说的一句话。歌词里面还出现了一个短语叫 put down， 记下、降低、镇压、制止。他因为侵吞公款而被降职了。He was put down from the office for peculation. 好了，名词 peculation， P-E-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N。Peculation 名词，侵吞公款或者是贪污的意思。你稍等一下，让我把你的号码记下来吧。 Let me put down your telephone number. 接着往下听。 If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. 如果我是雕刻家就好了，但是我不是。 Sculptor, S-C-U-L-P-T-O-R, Sculptor, 雕刻家的意思。歌词里面还有一个短语叫做 But then again,但是话又说回来，听一下例句，他笨手笨脚的又邋遢，可是话说回来，他总是乐于助人。He's clumsy, 笨手笨脚的 and untidy, 又邋遢不爱整洁。But then again, 但是话说回来 ,He's always willing to help, 他总是乐于助人。这个要好一点，不过话说回来他也贵一点嘛。This is better, but then again, it costs more.好啦，讲解就先到这里了，因为不知道亲爱的你们都在哪里，只能在这里不咸不淡的问候一句，希望大家都好好的，不要熬夜，不要生病，自己过好了，一切才都有希望。我是 Linda， 谢谢大家今天的陪伴，下期见咯。 I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do.
gift is my song, and this one is for you.